Off the Ball. GAA.
Bloody booing.
Text me last night at 6 o'clock. Any sign of these power rankings? No, Pat. You won't be getting 8 hours to prep to rip me asunder. You'll get to see it the morning of.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, two Munster men commit their futures to the province. The Ulster winger trying his hand with the NFL, and a Montpellier prop adds drink driving to his already busy rap sheet. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. With contract season in full flight, Shane Daly and Gavin Coombs have committed their futures to Munster today. Fresh from marking his 100th appearance for the province with a try against Stade Francais in the Investec Champions Cup on Saturday, Daly has signed a new 2-year contract. Saturday's was Daly's third try in 5 appearances so far this season for the province. No Munster player had more minutes during their URC winning season, while last season he started in all 23 of the games in which he appeared. Daly spoke about that 100th cap to Munster's social media team.
I was always a soccer player and a Gaelic football player, so to come late to the game, I always loved the game, my parents loved the game, but to join late, I never thought that I'd get to this level, so to do it 100 times over is a big dream come true. Yeah, look, with the way it worked out, I had a couple of knocks at the start of the season, but it was meant to be. Down in South Africa, I got my 100 cap, so it kind of worked out. It was the silver lining with the injury that I was able to get that home in front of my friends and family. So, yeah, that's special and tonight I won't forget.
Gavin Coombs was also among the tries against Stade, and like Daly, he signed a new 2-year contract with Munster. The number 8 has been involved in all bar one of the province's games this season, with Saturday's try bringing his tally for the season to 5. Only 3 players now, Simon Zeebo, Keith Earls and Andrew Conway, have scored more tries for Munster, and Coombs is just 3 away from equaling Conway's half century. Ulster winger Aaron Sexton is the latest player to try his hand with the NFL. The 24-year-old is joining the NFL's International Player Pathways class of 2025 as a wide receiver slash returner. Sexton will head to the IMG Academy in Florida next month, where he'll train for 10 weeks before exhibiting what he's learned at the University of South Florida's Pro Day in March.
Honestly, very humbling to be here. Thanks, Leo and Guy, for the opportunity to get such a wonderful opportunity at such a prestigious club. When I first got a text or phone call, I was just unbelievably, humbled, and I was jumping at the opportunity, and there's something about joining Leinster, such an illustrious club with proud history, unbelievable players, coaches, and like I said, I just wanted to be a part of these European Championship games, rub shoulders with some great men. Thanks for the first 10 days. It's been unbelievably enjoyable.
The sound of Jordy Barrett there being presented with his first Leinster cap after yesterday's 35-12 bonus point victory away to the Bristol Bears. The All Blacks scored Leinster's 4th of 5 tries at Ashton Gate, and speaking to Leinster TV, head coach Leo Cullen says they can't afford to rest on their laurels, with Claremont visiting the Aviva this coming Saturday.
And now it's just about to turn the page, isn't it? Like, so we're into Claremont's round 2. And we're at home at the Aviva, and it's a totally different type of challenge that we're going to be facing against Claremont. And, you know, I think a lot of Leinster supporters will remember some of the tussles we've had with Claremont over the years, and they're a well-coached team, you know, hard-nosed, you know, top 14 team, well-backed resource club and all the rest, and it'll be a proper physical test for us now, so hopefully we'll have a big crowd back at the Aviva next week.
As frustrating as some of that first half was, like, when you're down to 13 players and you manage to come out of that period 7-7, you must take huge, I suppose, positives from that as you're heading into the second half from a defensive point of view, knowing that you can't put in a shift like that.
Well, that's the thing, Ellie, and yeah, we came alive. We're down to 13 players. We just conceded a try, and, you know, straight away we are able to hit Bristol with a try ourselves, and, you know, some really good carrying during that period, some good, you know, adaption from the players, you know, in terms of, you know, you've got Josh Van der Vlier throwing the ball into a line-out. Robbie Henshaw joined the forwards as well. So, it's pleasing the way we, you know, sort of figure out a way, because, you know, it's not something necessarily you would practice, you know, playing with 13 players against 15. So, we stay in the game during that period, whereas the game could potentially go away from you. So really pleasing that, you know, understanding, okay, this is where we are now, and just get on with a plan. And, you know, I thought the guys adapted really well.
Off the Ball is coming to the 3 Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty.
In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll. And in the white corner, England's World Cup winner, Austin Healey. England's World Cup squad member, Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healey, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the Ball.
Leinster were boosted prior to kickoff at Ashton Gate yesterday with the news Jack Conan is staying with the province. The experienced back rower had been linked with a move to Racing 92, who have what would have been Sia Khaleesi's wages burning a hole in their pocket. With Conan staying put, it seems Racing have instead turned their attentions to Clermont's Argentina international Marcos Kremer. The 27-year-old is coming to the end of his two-year deal at Clermont, having moved from Stade Francais in 2023. Mohamed Hawa isn't making the best fist of his second chance at Montpellier. The former France prop was arrested as Sunday night gave way to Monday morning for drink driving. Hawa was found to be visibly drunk behind the wheel of his car in the Mausson district of Montpellier with 1.8 grams of alcohol per litre of blood, which is more than three times the legal limit. A bottle of vodka was found in his front seat and Hawa was held in a police cell until he sobered up this morning. Following his release, he went to the Montpellier training grounds to apologise to his teammates and staff. Hawa found a move to Clermont abandoned after he was convicted of domestic abuse. He only returned to Montpellier in the summer of this year, signing a one-year contract which is conditional on exemplary behaviour. His case is set to be heard before the courts on February 4th. Finally, La Rochelle are chasing England flanker Sam Underhill. That's according to Rugby Pass. The 28-year-old isn't out of contract at Bath until the end of next season, but that hasn't stopped Ronan O'Gara's club from showing an interest. Underhill wasn't involved when Bath fell to a 24-20 defeat to La Rochelle in the Champions Cup on Friday night. He brought his tally of England caps to 41 with starts against both the Springboks and Japan last month, but a move to France would spell the end of Underhill's international career. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richard McCormack and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.